Hey, good morning. 8:49, Brock Hunter. Oh,
hey.
Oh, I just like tweak my back. How do you just tweak your back talking? Oh.
You're right.
Oh, no. That hurts so bad. I'm like arched right now.
You did turn 34 the other day. You're getting old, son. Getting old, man.
Like, I literally just said, hey, and then my back went, hey. Oh.
Yeah, you're done for the weekend, dude. You're going to be walking all hunched over.
All right. Well, I think I gotta straighten this out. Maybe do this break from the cold, hard floor. Did you ever do that? You hurt your back. Yeah. I'm just going to lay down on the floor for a little bit. Oh, God. Oh, God.
You do that. Hey, we're talking about dads this morning. It's kind of like that dad where he's like slowly gets down on one knee to the floor. Just leave me. Let me be. Just let me be.
Just need a minute. Just let need a be. Minute. Boy, that's me hurting myself while talking. That's a first one right there.
Here's the thing. I think you can attest to this. When I'm around my dad, I feel like a puss. Really do. Yeah. You just look at the guy's hands, man, and just like the years of abuse and just slamming hammers into it. He's a metal guy. He was a metal shop, you know. So he would always walk into dinner with something like, "Hey, check out my thumb," and it's basically gone.
Yeah,
you know, and he still eats dinner just casually.
Yeah,
like, it's a casual day, you know.
I would be on the floor crying. Oh, my thumb. No, it's that dad strength, man. It's insane.
What you do on Father's Day? Just take a moment and appreciate how badass your dad is. How about that?
There you go. I like it. I like it. Yeah, he's not hurting his back by talking like I am, for God's sake. what a puss I am.
Such a soft dad these days.
Anyway, we got to get to it. Your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, boat, back insurance. He's got you covered, man. Seriously. Chris is still here serving you and making sure that your insurance is right and taking care of you. You got questions? Chris Thompson is the guy to call. He's an insurance wizard. And you can reach him at 269-408-8872. Chris,
he's a wizard.
Chris, you're a wizard. I don't know. Anyway, Chris. Sexy mofo. That was not a good one. Anyway, your dumb vocabulary for today, in honor of it being the first day of summer on Saturday. All right, first day of summer. We got these big old swinging dongs. You know what I mean? Like, it's just great. Your dumb vocabulary for today. I had a couple, but I'm gonna go with sweats.
With what?
Sweats.
Sweats, spell it.
It would be S-W-U-T-S, sweats.
Sweats, sweats.
It's near the swaint.
Sweats, sweats. Snakes. I've heard that, snakes. That's from Home Alone, by the way.
Sweats.
Sweats.
S-W-U-T-S.
It's sweaty nuts.
Hey!
Come on.
You got it right.
Yeah, you call some crackers. Right. It's just been good.
Yep. Nothing like a nice nut stew going on. When you have sweats, you got sweaty nuts, and it happens in the summertime.
So you went out golfing in the beginning of quarantine, and they won't let you take carts out, so you got to walk.
Yep.
You get to the ninth hole, and you're chafing, and you just kind of pull your waistband out and just look down, and you're like, damn.
Yeah, this and then
gold bond.
The sweat from the sweats runs down to the taint, so you have swaint. Really, it starts at the swanger, goes down to the sweats, into the swaint.
Sweat?
Sweat, did you say?
It was what? As what? You ladies have no clue. No idea.
Yeah. Or what, do ladies get swagina?
I'm sure they do.
Swussy? Sure.
Oh, no. I'm sure they do.
Swam? Yeah. Sweaty clam.
Hey, you know what? It's going to be 89 today, I think. So there's going to be a lot of sweats out there and swams.
I already got sweats going on right now, man. It's great. It's great. In the summertime, when your nuts are all sweaty, you can go outside and get... I don't know. All right. Sorry, Chris. That is your dumb vocabulary. We'll be back.